Hi, I'm Mike Sklenz, and this is Nintendo World Report's Connectivity Podcast, episode 116, I'm Surprised Disabled. We've got two segments for you. First is a breakdown of all the major games that have been announced for 2014 so far. And after that, we have yet another round of Name That Pokemon. Enjoy the episode.
Hey everybody, Alex Kulafi here, and today we are going to be talking about 2014 in Nintendo gaming. Joining me today, we got Scott Thompson.
Hello!
Neil Ronahan.
Hi everybody.
And Zachary Miller.
Yo, yo, yo!
I like the dramatic pause.
So this
right
is going
there.
To be a very straightforward segment. We have 15 games that are confirmed to come out in 2014, or at least I think are confirmed.
I think there are some arguments as we get lower down the list that I don't know if those games will come out in 2014, but we will talk about that when we get there.
Games that have 2014 loosely displayed at the end of the
trailer. I guess for some of the games later on the list, they technically do have 2014 attached to them, but I'll believe that when I see it.
Certainly. There are certain games on this list that we will not, well, that aren't on this list, that you may be expecting, like Shin Megami Tensei, Cross Fire Emblem, Yoshi Yarn, Zelda, and whatever Sega's third Nintendo game is going to be. We're not going to talk about those because either we don't know enough, or they're not going to come out.
I think Yarn Yoshi's out this year. That's my two cents.
I think it could go either way. I don't remember that being announced for 2014.
But I don't remember seeing anything else about it.
Keep in mind that this time last year, we knew pretty much, we didn't know Link Between Worlds existed. We didn't know 3D World. We knew, well, we might have had a kernel of knowing about 3D World. Didn't know about Wind Waker HD. I mean, Zelda's totally not coming out. Maybe we'll see Miyamoto's new game, but we've been saying that for 3 years. And I think that that third Sega game, I mean, yes, we do know nothing about it. I think that's for certain a holiday release.
Sure. Yeah, it's just like when Yoshi Yarn was revealed last January, it just seemed like we saw nothing but a game that was in extremely early development. Now, it's been a year since then.
I'm trying to think of a good example of a game that was shown off in that way where we got a snippet and then didn't see it for a while. I mean, that happens constantly, but I'm trying to think of a real recent one. I mean, Mario Golf World Tour was kind of like that, where we saw a chunk of it, and then we didn't see it for a long time.
And Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing more Mario Kart. We're seeing more... Well, no, actually, we haven't seen Mario Golf in a long time.
Nope.
But that was also... Mario Golf did have a summer 2013 release attached to it. But I mean, I think Yarn Yoshi could very well be an October game.
There's certainly the possibility.
I think it's a very high possibility, especially in comparison to Bayonetta 2. Like, are you fucking high? That's not coming out in 2014.
I don't know when that's coming out. I don't know it. Like, it'll come out, but even I don't have total confidence even when I say that.
Well, I mean, it's Platinum Games, so that means it's going to get delayed, and I don't know when Bayonetta 2's development actually started. I think it was way later than we all think. Like, I think when it was announced, that might have been when development started. And that would have been, a year and, 4 months ago? I think that there's a very slim possibility that's a 2014 release. I think it's way, way less further along than we all think.
Well, I am looking forward to hearing more detailed thoughts when we get to Bayonetta 2 on the list.
That pretty much said everything.
But starting off, as of today, we got Chibi Robo Photo Finder.
Did anyone download
this?
Any
of you guys play that?
I want to.
I downloaded the demo.
God, no.
I think I want to play this. Because I bitched about it when we first got the release date for the 3DS eShop version in North America. Because it came out in Japan, I think, October, maybe over the summer or something. And I thought it was just a 3DS camera app, but apparently it's a full game. So I'm a little more intrigued. I'm still kind of I haven't really checked GAF or anything to see the buzz on it, but I'm pretty intrigued. I'll definitely try the demo at a minimum.
Well, I will... Well, do you want me to tell you what my demo experience was like? Okay. Well, I played it just before getting in here because I was under the impression that no one else would have tried the demo. I guess I was right. There are shapes on the screen. You take a picture of them with a 3DS camera, and it's still too dark 95% of the day.
Yay!
You can't quite get a picture right. So you have a really good light.
What is that? Frobisher says that's the bane of my existence sometimes with that game.
And that WarioWare DSi game.
Yeah, that's what killed me with Spirit Camera.
Frobisher says it actually works. 90% that WarioWare DSiWare game barely worked. Like, holy shit, was I excited for that game, and holy shit, was it a terrible game.
So, yes, there is that section, and that does seem to be the bulk of the game, but there's also this other section of Chibi Robo Photo Finder, where you're actually in real household environments, and you're actually cleaning up and doing what I imagine to be Chibi Robo-style things.
It is actually
a Chibi Robo type game.
Ew.
But it does seem modeled for the $10 price tag, considering a lot of the game is good lighting and find the shape.
Have you guys seen any of the characters in that game? They're pretty special.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
They have weird Animal Crossing type dialect.
Yeah, yippee. No dice for me.
Oh, Zach. Next up,
Before we go, I just want to read some of the character names for Chibi Robo Photo Finder, some of the characters that you have to get hard-earned happy points for. There's Space Hunter Drake Redcrest. He is an anime action figure, so he's always out for justice. He fancies himself a space detective, but what does justice really mean to an action figure? Super Geotron X. This collector's edition model is an exact replica of the famous television robot Super Geotron X. Ultimate! Exclamation point. Geotron! Double exclamation point. Thunder! Triple exclamation point. There's also Miss Clara teaches at the Chibi Tot Kindergarten. Turns out she's been moonlighting. Working two jobs is tough. Then there's Ketchberg and Mustardin. Ketchberg is ketchup, and Mustardin is mustard. These colorful condiments will add flavor to your day with their saucy banter. And then there's Joshy.
So I think the point...
There's also Joshy Bear, affectionately known as JB. This aspiring teen idol wants to shine on the stage. For now, he'll need to pay his dues with some dirty work.
I think you're...
That's kind of why I want the game.
Yeah, I think what makes you want games is different than the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean, I celebrate the dumb sometimes.
Yeah, like
it seems
kick.
Like a Katamari Damacy style of humor, and that was my impression from the demo. I've never played a Chibi Robo game before.
Zach and Scott, have either of you guys ever played a Chibi Robo game?
No,
but the fact that there's a demo for this has me like, I mean, it's a demo, right? I'll fucking download it and see how it is. But you know, how much is the game actually?
$10.
$10.
$10 is like that, like, perfect where if it was anything more, I'd probably just absolutely not be interested unless the demo really blew me away. But $10 is the kind of thing where even if the demo's okay to me, I might plunge in at some point, so.
I mean, Chibi Robo games are weird. We'll just have to see. Like, they're not bad, they're just really weird. All skip games
chores. You're doing chores.
Yeah.
The whole game is you're doing chores.
But it's a fun world. Like.
Okay.
That's the one thing is I think they do a good job of, I guess, world building in that because it's, you know. There's an anime action figure and a fucking TV robot. Like, it's just that, like, it's something that makes sense in that world, but doesn't really make sense outside of it.
Such depth.
So the next game on our 15 game list is Bravely Default, coming out on February 7th.
Oh, goddamn, this game.
I played the demo for this.
Yep.
And I will not be buying this game.
Nope. I was all about it before I played that demo, and then, no.
I was on the fence.
No.
But
doesn't everyone say, though, that the demo's pretty universally bad?
Well, yeah, everyone's saying the demo's nothing like the final game, thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, the thing is that the demo's made up of a bunch of fetch quests, and apparently you do not do that in the game at all. However... That's
the combat system
issue.
Is the same.
Yeah, that is not my issue with Bravely Default at all. I do not like the combat system.
No.
I appreciate the thought of the whole Brave and Default thing, how basically you can just, like, do, I think, three or four attacks, I think it's three attacks in a row with no consequence on easy enemies, but then, like, if you do that when you're in a bigger boss fight, then that character won't be able to do anything for a couple turns.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a neat idea, but I didn't like the way it was implemented, and it just seemed to slow down fights more than I think I expected that it would.
My issues stem more from the ridiculously complicated job system. But then everyone has only certain equipment that they can use, but they can equip any equipment, and then you get a letter grade, and none of that makes any sense to me. And different jobs can use powers from other jobs, but not as effectively. And my head was exploding. I hated it so much. The only job system I've ever liked is Dragon Quest IX, because it's so simple.
Scott, what do you think of this game? You seem pretty silent over it.
Well, I love JRPGs, so I'm gonna definitely give it a shot. It's gonna hit at just about the time when I'll finish this a few weeks before, but I'm finally just gonna finish Persona 4.
I haven't heard anything from you because all you've been doing is playing Persona 4.
I've been very committed to it. I played a lot of Dr. Luigi too, but apart from that,
Persona. Business. Persona 4 is all pleasure.
Business stuff. Yeah.
Is Dr. Luigi worth getting?
I'm just about 70 hours in, and I'm at the end of January. So I've got just a little bit more to go. I've got one dungeon left, and then that's it. So,
damn.
But it's been great. I love that game. So this is going to hit about that right at that right time. I have got A Link Between Worlds to play still, but I can probably finish that in the month between now and when the Default comes out.
That's 10-15 hours tops.
Exactly. So that's going to be nice. So yeah, I'll probably end up playing it.
Instead of playing Bravely Default, I think I'm going to either finally finish Radiant Historia, play The World Ends With You, Dragon Quest VI, or I think there's a fourth game on that list, that my DS RPG backlog.
I'm going to go and complete a bunch of post-story missions in Dragon Quest IX.
That's a cool idea.
You know, if skipping Bravely Default gets you to finally play The World Ends With You, I will take it, Neil. I sign up for that. So, but I haven't played the demo for this game because I always kind of skip demos unless it's something like I'm like super excited for that I need this little bite-sized bit.
And it's a huge demo. It's like a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Same with even reading previews. I don't like that kind of stuff. I want the full thing in my hands.
Yeah.
I don't want any teasing. I don't want to be spoiled on anything. I just want to play the game. So.
I want the full thing in my hands too, Scott.
Hey, you pervert.
I don't want any teasing. Yeah, I want both hands wrapped around that demo.
Just give it to me.
Yep.
So on February 21st,
Alex trying to bring it back.
Here. Yeah, good save, Alex.
I love this, February 21st is literally the first Wii U game.
Oh,
Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for the Wii U.
Please don't. Let's not talk about this game. God damn it. We got into
some Twitter conversations. I think we're mostly on the same page with this. Although you love the crap out of Donkey Kong Country Returns, didn't you?
It is probably my second favorite platformer ever, behind Yoshi's Island.
I think it's pronounced Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Donkey Kong.
That was good.
But so Tropical Freeze, I'm real excited to play it, but it's just kind of disappointing because I wish it was something more exciting than just like a sequel that just adds like two more characters.
For multiplayer.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it'll be the same as Donkey Kong Country Returns, where in single player, you'll basically, whatever character will be on Donkey Kong's back. So you'll still get that effect.
Is it randomized?
No, it depends on the level. Go read some fucking previews, man.
I don't fucking care about this game.
Well, I think...
On NintendoWorldReport.com, Aaron Kalista has this game, and he has some previews that are answering the questions that Zach is asking.
There you go.
One other thing people might like to read that I guess sets an example of what I'm so disappointed in this game is this Game Informer interview where someone being interviewed straight up says, not much changes in this game.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's one of the producers at Nintendo. I don't know if it's Tanabe-san, but
it's going to be excellent, but I almost don't want to buy it because of how much spite I hold at the idea of, okay, you're going to make Donkey Kong, you're not going to do anything different.
Spite.
If you're going to do that, do something crazy and different and awesome.
Yeah. Not buy it out of spite because even Rare doesn't give a shit.
You know what? I loved Donkey Kong Country Returns.
That game's fucking awesome.
I don't know if I'm going to love it twice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably enjoy it twice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to buy this game when it comes out. Pretty much.
Probably the day of.
Yeah, absolutely. With absolute certainty, I will buy this game. But I think I might have said this before about how I will love it and I'll hate myself for loving it. And then I'll hate myself for being a pretentious twat and hating myself for loving it.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll see.
Strong words.
Yeah.
For me, it'll either be Wind Waker HD, where I spite it and love it, or Mario 3D World, where I spite it and still spite it after I played it. It's one of those. It's the new Nintendo, I guess, or me as a new Nintendo fan.
A mixture.
I don't know. This game just represents a lot to me. One game that represents nothing to me, though, Professor Layton in the Azeron Legacy, February 28th.
You've never played a Layton game, Alex?
I played the first one, and I've tiptoed through the fifth one on 3DS.
Okay. Go on.
Well, no, it's fun. It's just, it's not my type of adventure game. My type of adventure game is pretty strictly Phoenix Wright and Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a stickler in that genre.
I mean, for me, like, I absolutely adored the first three entries in the Layton series, and the fourth one I still really enjoyed, but the fifth one was the moment where series fatigue set in for me. Whereas I would, you know, probably beat a Professor Layton game within like a week of getting it in the first three. With the fourth one, it took me like a month. With the fifth one, it's been over a year, and I'm still halfway through it. So I don't know if I'll be getting this one at launch, but I'll get it whenever I beat the fifth one. I mean, like, I really enjoy playing the games. It's just that I've probably put 50 to 60 hours into Layton games, more than that, over the past couple of years, and it's just like, I'm wearing thin. Also, the third one was so fucking perfect, as far as the story goes, that nothing else can really contend with that.
I think one of the big things I wonder about this series is it doesn't seem to have moved forward that much over its series, much like Phoenix Wright.
Yeah.
And like Phoenix Wright, I always wonder, I wonder what they can do to actually evolve it. Like, I wonder if I can actually blame the developers that much on the fact that Layton is only really moving forward aesthetically and
what else can they do? It's just a bunch of puzzles.
Well, that's my point.
It's pretty dressing around a bunch of puzzles.
I don't know, but it's also not my job to figure that out.
The side games are usually different. I mean, well, they are different in every one.
Yeah,
they're usually fun.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
The story's generally pretty solid. It's just that, I mean, it's the kind of thing, it's like, for me, these stories in Layton games peaked with the third game. And that doesn't mean that these stories and the fourth one has a fucking heart-wrenching ending. Still doesn't top the third one. The fifth one,
Luke dies in Layton's arms?
No. I mean, if you have enjoyed any of these games at all, do yourself a favor and play the third one. Because the ending of that is real good. And should have just been the end of the series, but then they went back in time, and that's what they, because 4, 5, and 6 are like the prequel trilogy.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
So this spring we got Yoshi's New Island. If you want to hear someone talk about that game in a way that hasn't been, look at how shit that art style is. I bet it's not even going to be that fun. Go to NintendoWorldReport.com and read my new preview on it.
I don't mind the art style. I mean, it's not fantastic, but it looks different enough that I think I could get behind it. If the game itself is good, you know, I just want more Yoshi's Island. I'm one of the people who didn't hate Yoshi's Island DS. I didn't love it.
See,
but it wasn't
I am one of those people, so that's why I'm not really that plussed for this game.
Okay.
I think my perspective on this game, I've been thinking about this game a bit lately. And one thing I came to, conclusion-wise, is that I'm just kind of glad that someone wants to make a Yoshi's Island game. Like, F-Zero fans can't really say that there's someone at Nintendo who really wants an F-Zero game.
Or someone who's approving,
like,
that.
Even Metroid and Star Fox fans, you don't even know if you can say that. So at least a Yoshi's Island game is coming out.
Keep in mind, there was a Star Fox game released before the last F-Zero game. Re-released.
If someone wants to make it, I will give them the benefit of the doubt,
yeah.
Even if it is a company named Arzest.
That's made up of R-Toon.
Yeah, that doesn't fill me with joy, but, you know, I'll give it a shot. Maybe there will be a demo. Yeah.
And it's also being very prominently supported by the new Super Mario Bros. Team, or at least one of them. I don't know if it's the new Super Mario Bros. 2 guys or the you guys.
Wait. So did they confirm that team is helping them, or is that just Tezuka's working on it? Because, newsflash, Tezuka worked on Yoshi's Island DS in the same capacity as he's working on Yoshi's New Island.
So I got a couple of quotes from this IGN E3 article on the game, and the article specifically said the new Super Mario Bros. Team.
Okay.
And they're helping on level design. I'm guessing Arzest is doing all the stuff around that and probably doing most of the work. But if they're helping to make it a good game and not a disaster, hey, I'll play it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's actually probably the most inspired I've been regarding this game, is hearing that the new Super Mario Brothers team might be helping out.
Someone who can make good games is helping them.
Yeah. So I mean, even if it's the new Super Mario Brothers 2 guy, which I doubt, because that'd basically be like, all right, Arzest, you're made up of a bunch of, you know, veteran developers. Here's our C team. Help them out. And I really enjoyed New Super Mario Brothers 2, personally.
Really?
But I know a lot of people didn't. But I thought it did some fun things.
Next up, we got Mario Kart 8. Scott, tell me exactly what you think of Mario Kart 8.
Well, it's a game I haven't played and seen very little of. Best Mario Kart to date, I would say. I'm super excited. I mean, it looks awesome. I never really got into the Wii one, and even the 3DS one, I liked it a lot, and then it kind of teetered off quickly.
They all do.
Yeah, I guess. Nothing's really grabbed me.
Dude, I got so hardcore into Mario Kart Wii, it's not even funny.
See, and some people did, but it just didn't, I don't know, there was something it didn't do for me, but I'm excited for Mario Kart 8, because I think having it on a console and with hopefully great online, because, I mean, even Mario Kart on Wii had pretty good online. And now having, like, the community of, like, you guys and people from Nintendo World Report, like, listeners or fans, whatever, I think it'll be a lot easier to just play a lot of matches, which when I think of Mario Kart 64, which was my favorite, I was just playing with random groups of friends constantly. Yep. And so that's what I need to get back into Mario Kart, is I need an easy way to play with lots of groups of people at any time. And I think this is going to do it. And it just looks fantastic. So I think this is going to be the first Mario Kart in a while to really pull me in. Probably the first since, like, Double Dash to really, like, make me fall in love with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited for playing this online. I hope the single player is interesting. I doubt it.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they're retooling it, since it's been so long since they showed any of it.
I don't know. Well, we just saw some recently in one of the Nintendo Directs or something,
and
right?
It's not like this game was ever delayed. It was always mentioned as spring, and Nintendo has a habit of... It's not like, you know, they're not showing it and it's being radically underdone. It's just that they're not focusing on it right now.
Yeah.
Like, if you notice, we didn't see a lot of Donkey Kong Country until, like, 3D World came out, and now we're seeing Donkey Kong Country all over the fucking place.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
True.
So, yeah, no, I'm excited. But I agree, Neil, I would love some sort of, like, great single-player content. All I want is Diddy Kong Racing.
Or Sonic Mario Kart. I would settle for Sonic Racing.
Yeah, even Sonic Racing.
Diddy Kong Racing
is
the ideal. Sonic Racing is, like, the realistic expectation.
How great was Diddy Kong Racing? I mean, that single player game, it was like Mario. It was like Mario 64, and you're in a car or an airplane. I mean, it's fucking awesome.
That is a great game. Too bad I did not like the DS version that much.
No,
but if you've ever played it, it's probably the most accessible way to play it. But I love the crap out of the N64 version.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex?
I don't know. Kind of rewind this. and hear what I said about Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, and then you'll kind of know my opinion of Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, once again...
You say you're not sipping the Kool-Aid like we are.
You should follow all of us on Twitter, because then you can see, like, how we formulate our opinions and shit. But I think I might have been part of the reason...
We bully each other.
I think I might be part of the reason why Alex is negative on Mario Kart 8. You were saying, like, oh, maybe it'll be something different. It's been a while since we've seen it. And I'm like, well, look at fucking Donkey Kong. And then you were like, oh, shit.
and then, like, at that point, I'm like, oh, of course it's going to be fucking Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Which, once again,
it's just...
I'm going to get Mario Kart 8 when it comes out. But I'm not expecting it to be any different. And I expect to be, like, done playing it. The amount of time that I will play that game depends on the online community and how much I am into it.
Exactly.
Which, like, for Mario Kart 3D, Mario Kart on 3DS lasted like 3 weeks for me. That was
maybe a different way to unlock characters than having to play through that horrible single player.
Well, I mean, Mario Kart 7 solved that a little bit by only had it you unlock players in like 150cc, and that was it.
Well, they didn't quite solve it because, like other Mario Kart, like many other Nintendo fans, as I was saying, I prefer single player games.
Oh yeah,
and they did not fix the problem of Mario Kart single player still being kind of crap.
Well, okay.
They did try to fix it on
Alex,
the Mario
in
Kart
Mario
DS
Kart Wii, I had to go through every fucking cup to unlock everything.
I did it. Mm-hmm.
And,
I did it
and
too.
And when you're someone that's played Mario Kart before, going back to 50cc is fucking painful.
It is.
It's like it's tough to care.
Yeah.
When it does, in a lot of ways, seem like Mario Kart 7, but HD and a little more.
Well, and with some Wii features, because I think bikes
Box
are back in it.
Box quote right there.
And,
HD and a little more.
Yeah. No. In spring, we got Watch Dogs. I guess this is a two-part question. One, does anyone want to play Watch Dogs? And two, if you do, are you actually going to play it on Wii U?
I'd probably get it on PS4.
Not applicable.
Yeah. What about you, Scott?
I do want to play it. I've always wanted to play it. I was going to be crazy and do Wii U when it was originally going to come out, but now I have a PS4, and they kind of announced back at the end of the year that I think the PS4 version has like some extra features or content, so kind of dumb to go to Wii U at this point. So, no, I will be getting it on PS4.
It'll probably get delayed again.
We'll see.
I don't
think
it's going to get delayed again.
Tight on their deadline.
Yeah.
Well, I guess outside of South Park, but that was kind of a different situation.
Yeah, but
I feel really bad for the Wii U.
Guys.
I feel really bad for the Wii U version of this game, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is just not going to do well.
Well, does any third-party Wii U game do well?
Ubisoft games.
Does any first-party Wii U game do well?
No, I mean, they do better than the third-party ones.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Except Rayman Legends. I think that did better on Wii U.
Really?
On a positive note, is anyone excited about this game? And if so, why are you excited?
No.
For Watch Dogs?
Yeah.
Scott?
Oh, well, it just looks sweet. I mean, we don't really know a ton about it yet, I would say, but I mean, it first of all, it's based in Chicago, which is kind of cool. And I just love the idea of being able to mess with the city on the level that you do in Watch Dogs, like having control of so much. I mean, it's kind of like being in Grand Theft Auto, but being able to really like bend the city to your will in a way, I guess. So I'm really excited about that. Like, I'm interested in seeing if it's sort of a gimmick where you don't really get to choose so much what you do. It's kind of like, oh, well, here's a point where you need to do something, so you press a button and it's done, and then you don't really do that same thing again. You know, you can't just always do that thing. You know, whether it's like changing the stoplights, or I don't know, anything that you see that we've seen like in trailers and stuff. So I think it just has a lot of promise. I'm hoping the delay is a good thing. I mean, you know, I don't think it could hurt. So I am just very intrigued by the whole idea and the concept. So
I've always been under the impression, I saw this at E3 in one of those demos they were doing, and I'm under the impression that it's like the Assassin's Creed game of the near future that Ubisoft has probably always wanted to make, but not mired in a lot of the Assassin's Creed story bullshit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll probably turn out really good. I'm guessing it'll be better than what the first Assassin's Creed game was, but I don't know if it's going to be some crazy game of the year. Because it's still the first entry in this series. So I'm sure they're going to still have a lot to learn once they put this out.
You'll find out near the beginning that you're actually controlling Desmond, and this is an Assassin's Creed game.
Oh, no.
I mean, boy. Watch Dogs does look pretty cool. It's the kind of game that I think I'll wait to see after people play it, what they think about it before I dive in.
Next up, we got Persona Q.
I'm all fucking over this game.
Announced for June 5th in Japan. It's not announced for elsewhere yet, but if the Atlas, the post-Sega Atlas, is anything like the pre-Sega Atlas, we are definitely getting this game at around the same time.
Well, no, probably fall.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, the Atlas games are rare. Have they ever come out worldwide simultaneously?
Well, not simultaneously, but I think SMT4 came out like a month after.
No, it was like North America.
Was it really?
Yeah. I want to say it was like April. It was like April and then early July.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess while I'm quickly looking it up, I think the game looks awesome because I have never been into Etrian Odyssey, and having two of my favorite JRPGs of all time being the bassist for the basis for this dungeon crawler, which I hear is very inspired by the Persona series, means that I am guaranteed to at least give it a fair shot.
I mean, that's my thing, is that it combines probably my two favorite Atlas series, Persona and Etrian Odyssey, so I'm all over this one.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Scott?
Same thing.
Fresh off the boat, Persona.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's kind of the thing that got me to jump back into Persona 4. Seeing all these little cutesy, like chibi versions of all the characters I was somewhat familiar with, but never kind of saw to fruition. So I wanted to finish that story before playing Persona Q. I don't know how much it really ties in. Who knows if there'll be really much reference to the past game. I don't know, but it's got all those characters in it. So I'm same with you guys. Very much excited. I mean, Persona, Etrian Odyssey combined. Why not? I'm in. So.
I hope they take the Persona concept, like, and take it to the max. Like, I hope there is the social aspect. I hope there is the crazy modern soundtracks. Like, I want it to actually be a Persona game on 3DS. It doesn't have to be a mainline title. It doesn't even have to be canon. But if you're making a Persona game, even if it is inspired by Etrian Odyssey and made by that team, at least make it a Persona game, too.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess, also, I should note, Shin Megami Tensei 4 came out in Japan on May 23rd and in North America on July 16th.
All right.
Huh. So still 2 months is still really, really good for a localization.
Yeah, I would assume that I would say Persona Q will probably be out like August, September in North America at best.
Cool. Kirby Triple Deluxe coming out 2014 as reported by the latest Nintendo Direct. This will either be the May Nintendo game, the summer Nintendo game, or a weird fall Nintendo game. But it looks like pretty great.
I mean, it's actually coming out in Japan this Saturday, so we'll know a lot more about this game pretty soon.
Are we going to have a review of the Japanese version, Neil? Do you know?
Maybe.
Don or Danny or somebody? Someone should.
I think one of them is playing it when it comes out, I would assume. Okay. We'll know more by the time this is up.
Well, after you listen to this podcast, maybe look for our review. Maybe it is up.
Yeah.
Like it looks like Return to Dreamland, but even better.
Yeah, I'm super stoked on this game.
I'm a sucker for 3DS platformers that go between different planes.
Yeah, and it has like this weird Super Smash Bros-esque mode in it too.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing with the Kirby games, is they usually have these really cool like side modes. Like, I mean, that was part of the best part about Kirby Mass Attack. Was when you unlock the different side modes and you're like, oh shit, it's like a Kirby pinball game in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looks like a good game. But even though it's coming out in a couple days in Japan, I still don't feel like I know that much about it, even though I've seen the trailers. Like, I think it's going to be like the Wii game. I think it's probably going to be in that modern style, but I still don't quite know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll find out a lot more very, very soon. I don't think there's too many surprises nestled away in that game. I know there's something where I think you're collecting, like, keychains or something that relate to Kirby's history throughout it.
So, Next up, we got Mario Golf World Tour, also slated for sometime in vague 2014. Not mentioned in the latest Nintendo Direct, if I remember. So, who the fuck knows about this game?
Yeah, I mean, it was originally supposed to come out, I think, last summer. And then at E3, it got quietly delayed to 2014. And I think it might have been listed at Q1 at E3, but now it's just the nebulous 2014, and they haven't talked about it since, I think, April. So we don't know much about this game. I mean, I know there could be maybe they're adding an RPG mode. Maybe it's just taking longer. Maybe Camelot got pulled off to work on something else. Who knows?
I know I want it. I love Mario Golf.
I want it real bad.
Yeah, you gotta wonder what would inspire this delay. I mean, they are a developer, so obviously they could have problems that could push this off, like serious problems with the game. But I also wonder if maybe they saw people getting excited over wanting really, really crazy online modes, and
like asynchronous
they probably
and stuff
didn't
like
have
that.
It planned.
Yeah.
So maybe I wonder if they're making the online more robust. That seems more realistic to me than adding a full single player campaign. Yeah. But maybe I'm wrong. Who knows?
I mean, whenever it comes out, I really want to play this game, and I hope that they have asynchronous multiplayer somehow.
Definitely,
that's kind of integral. I mean, that's I prefer the style of Mario Golf when compared to Hot Shots Golf, but that Vita game is how they should be making a portable Mario Golf.
Most def.
Yeah.
That game is so, I don't know if I'd call it brilliant, but Hot Shots Golf World Invitational is a must-own Vita game.
Yeah.
Surprisingly must-own, but absolutely.
It is a
like
fantastic
one
game.
On the system.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best golf games I've played in years.
Yeah.
Do you like these Mario sports games? Are you looking forward to this one? Whatever it is, whenever it comes out.
We'll see. I'm not huge in the Mario sports games. The last one I probably really got into was the basketball one on DS. It was kind of bad,
but I always
kind of liked it. It was all stylus control, so like it wasn't perfect, but it was fun enough. And then like all of a sudden, fuck, you're unlocking Final Fantasy characters. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll keep playing this. So we'll have to see. The RPG mode would really sell me. Because I'm not a big golf fan, so I don't need, like, just a simulation. Like, give me something a little meatier, and I'm in, so.
Okay. Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. 2014 in North America, already out in Japan. March 28th in Europe, and March 29th in Australia. I hope this game is really good. The things I heard about this game weren't particularly amazing, but Professor Layton's pretty good, and Phoenix Wright is pretty awesome. I just wonder when it's coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to come out later in North America. I don't think it's going to come out around March because we're getting Layton 6 at the end of February. Yeah. And Europe and Australia got that back in November. Mm-hmm. I could see Professor Layton versus Ace Attorney. It is Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. I could see that probably being a summer game at best.
Yeah. I think the concept is pretty great.
Yeah.
I just hope they execute it very well.
I mean, I haven't heard great things.
Execute.
I haven't heard like, you know, too many exemplary things about it, but I still want to play it. I like both series enough to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Like any Phoenix Wright game, I've liked that series enough where I can give it the benefit of the doubt even in spite of early buzz. The big game of the year in many Nintendo fans' eyes, I'm sure. Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS and Wii U. I am still surprised that those are the final titles.
I don't think they're the final titles.
2014. I'm pretty sure, like, it's not even, like, listed as a tentative
title. Oh, no. I know it's listed like that, but those aren't going to be the final titles.
They have to find another...
It's going to be Royale.
I mean, I don't know what it's going to be. It's not going to be that.
Royale, Rumble, Kerfuffle.
Rumble would be good.
Yeah.
I want them both now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, that is without a doubt my most anticipated game of the year, the past couple years.
I'm waiting with bated breath for the new Smash Bros. We'll probably get him in 2015. Let's
I mean,
be real.
there's going to be a strong push to get these games out, probably holiday 2014. I still wouldn't be that surprised if it slips to, you know, February or March 2015.
Yeah.
Because it's Sakurai. But I think there will be a very, very strong push, and possibly even other developers being called in to help out to make sure that Smash Brothers gets done this year. Because I think it is a very, very important game for Nintendo's well-being on the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the other games that we know about that could come out in that time period, none of them really compare to Super Smash Bros. Well, even close. Then again, most games don't.
Well, Alex, once again, remember that we didn't know about 3D World. We didn't know about Wind Waker HD. I think we might have... Yeah, we didn't know about Wii Party U yet. We didn't know about a lot of pretty much Nintendo's entire fall lineup until, you know, a couple months into 2014. This time last year, we just found out about Pokemon X and Y.
Yeah. And I think we're still due for some crazy January or February Direct where they will announce a lot of games.
Yeah.
But
and then we'll get one in April, and we'll get one at E3, and there will be a lot of surprises. Yeah.
But if you think about, like, if you use your imagination and see what they could announce that could go in its place, like, Zelda's not going to come out this year. And short of a crazy new IP that riles everyone up, or some crazy third-party get, which still probably wouldn't do anything, I just don't know what could replace Super Smash Bros.
I mean,
this year.
I think Smash Brothers is, outside of a new Zelda, that's the highest priority there could be. Right. But, I mean, I hate to be that guy who's like, oh, don't count Nintendo out. But, I mean, I think back to the year when they revealed Donkey Kong Country Returns. No one had any fucking idea that that game was going to come out until I think there was an IGN rumor days before E3. And then it got announced. We were surprised. And that was the fall game.
Yep.
And Kirby's Epic Yarn was that same year. And we learned about that at the same E3 press conference.
But specifically on the game, I think it should be safe to assume that, like Sakurai surely said before, this is going to be content-wise and fighting style-wise, mechanics-wise, somewhere between Melee and Brawl.
Definitely.
I'm guessing the content is probably going to be similar to Melee, but a little bit more, not quite a Subspace Emissary mode. And the fighting style is probably going to be more grounded in Melee mechanics while still trying to be accessible for a newer audience.
Like, I think that Final Smashes will make a return.
You know what I'm most excited about this game is having a fucking standard controller to be able to play with, not having to like dig around and find old GameCube controllers to play on my Wii.
Well, that's why you should have gotten a Classic Controller Pro. I moved to that when playing Brawl, and it's wonderful.
It still didn't feel right to me. There was something about the thumbsticks on the Classic Controller. I mean, I had a Classic Controller, but it just didn't.
Well,
click
did
with
you
me.
Have the Classic Controller Pro?
At the time, no, I probably just had the original. The Pro is much better. I've got both now.
There's a big gulf between the two.
But just even the gamepad or the Pro controller now are both going to be excellent for this thing, so.
Yeah. I am excited that they are going to put a representative from Animal Crossing in the game, because I guess they had to do it at some point, and I guess they are kind of running out of Nintendo huge heavy hitters.
I would say that the villager is a pretty big Nintendo heavy hitter.
No, I know. I definitely know he is. I'm still a little surprised it took this long, but I'm happy that it got to this point, whether by process of elimination or through them realizing how big of a character he actually was.
I mean, I'm excited for a lot of the new characters that we've heard about. You know, Mega Man,
yes.
Villager, Wii Fit Trainer, like those all sound very fun.
Yeah, and there's a ton of potential.
And even the tweaks and like Pit and Bowser, like I can't wait to play this game.
I think we're at least going to definitely have one E3 where they have to show this off.
Yeah, like it's not coming out in the spring. Anyone who thought that was crazy,
it might be playable at E3 this year.
Though. Oh no, like of course it has to be.
Yeah.
I think that Smash Brothers on Wii U and 3DS having a decent E3 showing could probably single-handedly win E3 for Nintendo. That's how big of a deal it could be.
And I wonder if it would have even been playable last year too, if they got something together, because it was looking pretty good last year, even if a little basic. Okay, we're almost done. Bayonetta 2 is up next. 2014.
Nope. We talked not going to happen in 2014.
Yeah. Well, it's slated for 2014, I think. Even if it doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's nice to want things.
I think this game is going to bomb.
I agree.
Of course it will.
It'll be fun, but no way in hell it's going to do. I mean, it'll do wonderful 101 numbers.
The original didn't do well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Nintendo had some faith in Platinum Games. I think it might have been a little misplaced.
Should have just ported over Metal Gear Rising.
Well, I don't know if that's the solution. I feel like that would have done even worse. Yeah. I think Metal Gear Rising's numbers would have aspired to be the wonderful 101.
Yeah. Metal Gear Rising's on a way bigger install base.
I bet a lot of them aren't on Wii U.
Well, I mean, none.
Well, sure. Twin Snakes, Neil.
Are we talking about Metal Gear Rising coming out on Wii U or Metal Gear Rising in general?
I don't know anymore.
Metal Gear Rising in general has an install base. I like that game a lot. It was one of my top games of the year.
Well, I mean, Metal Gear Rising came out on Xbox 360 and PS3, which are systems that have almost an infinite amount of players more than the Wii U. That's what I meant by install base.
And a lot of Metal Gear players.
Yeah.
So are we going to talk about how much this game sucks, or is there something about the game?
What, Bayonetta 2? Yeah, I don't think it's going to suck.
Bayonetta 1 is
fun. I love the first Bayonetta. I just think it's going to bomb.
Sales-wise. Well, say something nice about Bayonetta 2, someone.
I said I'm excited to play it. The first one's fucking awesome.
Okay, so we're vaguely looking forward to a game that is similar to the first Bayonetta.
I am looking forward to this game. I just don't think it's going to sell well.
Maybe there'll be some like costumes and stuff that will inspire figurines that Zach will buy.
Bayonetta figurines, Scott. I don't like them.
But
I actually don't like Bayonetta's character design. It's really busy.
Hmm. Fair enough.
They gave her short hair, so she looks like NWR staffer Kim Keller now.
And Tina Fey.
It was kind of funny because I'm at E3 standing next to Kim. I think I was talking to her about something, and then the Bayonetta 2 trailer was on in the background, and I just had that moment where they both had the short hair, and they both looked at me, and I'm like, "Whoa,
that's a fucking Photoshop waiting to happen." Yeah. Studious listener out there, somehow track down a picture of Kim, which I don't even know if that's possible.
I've never seen her.
She looks like the new version of Bayonetta.
Nice.
At least with the hair. That's
right. Okay.
I can't really comment on anything else. I'm pretty sure she doesn't have, like, demon hair or something. I don't know.
Hyrule Warriors comes out in 2014.
Oh,
that's
Jesus Christ.
Game, right?
Hey, you skipped one.
It will
one.
Be a game.
No, I didn't. We'll get to it.
Oh, okay, good.
I wanted to save one of the best for last.
Perfect.
We'll talk about Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, this I'm not excited about.
I'm not either.
I think it's the lowest common denominator game. It'll sell really well in Japan.
Yep. Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
I hope so.
The only way that I can get excited for this game is if they're just basically like, you can play as Tingle, you can play as a fucking Dooku Scrub Link, you can play as Zelda, Soraya, Darunia. Like, that's how they can get me to want to play this game. But I have a feeling you're just going to be Link in different tunics.
You know,
I wonder if there's going to even be a plot.
Well, see, that's the thing with Hyrule. With this game... I'm not excited about it, but it's completely inoffensive to me because it's not hiding what it is. I think of, like, Metroid Other M and how that was built to be, like, the true sequel to Super Metroid, and it was going to be this, you know, this big important game in terms of, like, Metroid's legacy and lore and everything, and it was just terrible. I mean, the gameplay was fine, but in terms of story, it was really bad.
The story's terrible.
And so I'm fine with the game are good, Neil.
I'm fine with this game being like, hey, listen, you're just going to kill a bunch of bad guys as Link. That's not so bad, right?
Yeah.
And I can say, yeah, that's not so bad, I guess.
I might not play it.
Self-aware. But... And last but not least, we have X.
Woo-hoop.
Also slated for 2014.
This is a game that I could see being that big fall release if anything were to happen to Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Well, quality-wise, probably, but I wonder if... it'll be sales-wise, even able.
Okay,
to
so Nintendo would have to learn how to market things, but I think that X has the potential to be a very, very big hit.
Yeah,
X
has the potential to be a big hit to the people who liked
No,
whatever the hell it was called.
Xenoblade. See, look at something like Skyrim.
Okay.
Market it like something like Skyrim.
Oh, I see.
That game sold a shit ton. The problem is that Nintendo would have had to start marketing X, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And that's the big issue. But I think that if properly marketed and if it has half the quality of Xenoblade Chronicles, X could be a huge, huge hit.
I think this still begs the question, though, of what X actually is going to be. Because there is a chance it is going to be Xenoblade 2 super, super duper good.
A chance? That's what it is.
Well, I think there's an online component.
There's another chance that it's going to be Xenoblade Monster
Hunter.
I can see that, yeah.
Well, I know that
and
a
then
lot
it'll
of stuff
sell
shown
so
off,
well in Japan.
A lot of stuff that they've shown off has been, like teasing hints of online stuff. I think probably a very sensible way to go about it is fuck it, do both. Where you single-player game, maybe not as long as Xenoblade Chronicles, but then you have portion of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be 300 hours long. But then you could probably still work in some sort of Monster Hunter-type mode or even quests in the game that are like that.
You know, speaking of Monster Hunter, have we heard anything about Monster Hunter 4 since it was announced?
I mean, it's out in Japan.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came out like September or October, I think.
We're just not getting it.
No, I mean, we might. There was a year between, more than that, I think, between Monster Hunter 3 on 3DS and Monster Hunter 3 on 3DS in Japan. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that we will get Monster Hunter 4 on 3DS eventually. I just don't think it's anything that's a big priority for Capcom.
Yeah.
In our imaginations, X is going to be an amazing game. In reality, it will either be an amazing Xenoblade sequel or an amazing Monster Hunter type game, which in the latter case, I will probably not play.
Maybe the maybe the X is a clue. Maybe it'll be Xenoblade X Monster Hunter.
are you just saying the Monster Hunter thing because of what you see in the trailer, or has anything actually been said?
Well, that chat log from the very first trailer has been eating at me ever since I saw it. Like I've been thinking a lot about what that would mean.
See, I mean, if you play Xenoblade and just imagine being able to explore those open fields with other fucking people, that would be so goddamn cool. And I don't think it needs to be like this Monster Hunter clone. It can draw inspiration from it. I mean, we'll see what they do, but I don't think it's an either or kind of situation. I think you can build a fantastic single player quest and have Monster Hunter like things where maybe you pair up with people online to fight huge bosses and shit.
Well, Xenoblade Chronicles was basically the best first person or single player MMO ever. So if they're going to add in where you can play this like same style game with a few extra people, I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah.
And I guess it's easy to see those Monster Hunter vibes when you see these giant, monsters lumbering around this field. But that was in Xenoblade. I mean, you had that same thing. Like you could show someone screenshots and clips of Xenoblade and you could still get those vibes. And that game is nothing like Monster Hunter. So I'm not too worried about that. But yes, give me Xenoblade with like 4-player online multiplayer, and I am 100% in, all with your crazy fucking mechs and everything. Oh god. I got a boner just thinking about it.
X looks fucking great, and I think that'll come out this year at a minimum in Japan, because I think since Xenoblade Chronicles came out, which I think was early 2011 at the latest. It might have even been 2010 in Japan. But Xenoblade came out a long, long time ago. And I think that Monolith Soft reportedly went right to this. So they've been working on it for a couple years.
Alrighty. I think that'll mostly do it for today. But before we go, I want to go around and ask each of you about one multi-platform game you are very excited about. Zach, what is yours?
I want to go last.
Okay, you can go last. Scott, what is yours?
I've got one. It's not going to come to Wii U, but I'm excited for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Damn it, Scott.
Ground Zeroes, the prequel thing?
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. But yeah, that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's a very good
one. Xenoblade came out in June 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, that's about what I thought.
Wow.
I knew it was like 2010.
I thought it was early 2011, but holy shit. Yeah, it's been almost, it's been fucking 3.5 years. Yeah, I think X is coming out this year. Sorry, carry on.
So what excites you about Metal Gear Solid 5?
Oh, geez. Well, I don't know. I'm a fan of the series. I originally had only ever played the first one and the fourth one, but thanks to that nice little collection on the Vita, I have now played through most of 2. I'm almost done with it, and then I'm going to move on to 3 soon, which I hear 3 is like the killer game. So,
oh yeah,
I don't. I'm like excited. 3.
Neil, see, I hear wrong.
But so I'm excited.
I like 1 a lot. I think 2 has got a fabulous, like, dumb story. 3, I've never been able to get into.
So good.
Did you ever play 4?
No.
Yeah. See, I liked 4, so I think like I'll like 3. I'm not really worried about it, but. Yeah, I'm just excited. I mean, it's just, those games are always so ambitious and crazy, and so I don't ridiculous. Think they're never perfect. There's always things you can nitpick about. I mean, Metal Gear Solid 4 is like more movie than game, but Kojima just like, he just pushes the hardware in such like kind of innovative ways and comes up with all these like just quirky, weird ideas to stuff into his games. So, I mean, I'm always excited for that. So I it won't come to Wii U by any means, but that is a game I'm very much looking forward to.
Excellent. Neil. What is your most anticipated game of 2014?
Well, I talked about Octodad, Dadliest Catch earlier.
Oh my god.
It's this super dumb, ridiculous game.
Is that
game
the subtitle, Dadliest Catch?
So you play as an octopus who's pretending to be a married man with kids, and he doesn't want anyone to find out.
What the fuck?
And it's just so goddamn ridiculous. But I'm pissed because I was reading something today that the PC version of that game will be coming out in January, and the PS4 version isn't going to come out until March, which pisses me off.
That's still pretty good. Yeah. That's quarter one.
Still. Yeah, I mean, I'm still really excited for that, and while I've got you here, I've got 2 other quick hits. Well, 3, but Dive Kick on PS4, because Dive Kick fucking rules. the Road, or I think it's just Road Not Taken, by Spry Fox. It's coming to PS4 and Vita. I think also PC. I encourage people to read up on this game because it's this really weird, like, roguelike puzzle game that kind of came out of this designer, or, like, you know, the development team. Like, one of the lead designers, like, basically had, like, an existential life crisis where it's like, you know, all his friends were having kids and he didn't have kids yet. And it kind of came out of a stressful time in his life. And everything I've seen about it looks like it could be really fucking awesome. Or it could be shitty. But that should be coming out in Q1. I'm excited for that. And the last thing is Awesome Knots on PS4. Because I feel like I always need to mention Awesome Knots. Because Awesome Knots is a fucking 2D MOBA. If you like 2D side-scrollers, and chances are if you're a Nintendo fan, you probably do. I mean, this is like, you know, your Dotas and your League of Legends, but it's a 2D, like, platformer side-scroller, and it's probably the only time I've ever been taken in by one of those online competitive games to a pretty big extent. I think that game's fantastic in every way, and it's actually made by Ronimo Games. They made Sword of the Soldiers, the WiiWare game, and they also came up with the original idea for Da Blob. But if you haven't checked out Awesome Knots, it's on Steam, it's on PS3, it's on Xbox Live Arcade, although I recommend getting the PC version if you're going to get it, because the PS3 and Xbox Live Arcade versions are no longer being updated.
Oh.
And they keep on adding characters and stuff, and some of the characters are really ridiculous, and they all have, like, Saturday morning cartoon songs.
All right, so I will go next. I have a couple games I'm going to briefly mention. The first is Persona 5, which honestly isn't going to come out this year in North America no matter what, and probably might not even hit Japan until January or February, since it just says winter 2014. But it had an extremely strong teaser trailer for what little they revealed, and any game that is the follow-up to Persona 4, which is one of the single best games I have ever played, is probably going to be pretty great and is worth getting excited for, even if it does just have a little teaser trailer. The other game is Earth Defense Force 2025, coming out in February to PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. It is more Earth Defense Force, and it is made by the actual Earth Defense Force team, not the shitty Insect Armageddon team. So it is going to be back to basics, get weapons, kill big monsters, and get better weapons to kill even bigger monsters. I mean, it's just a fantastic game, and anyone with a Vita, I can't recommend that you get Earth Defense Force 2017 portable enough. It is a wonderful, wonderful game.
I thought you were, you were going to bring up Hotline Miami 2. Damn it. That looks pretty great, too.
Yeah, it does look really good. It's more Hotline Miami, but that's a game where I actually do want more, and I don't even mind if it's that. If it's
really good. You should. Have you read up on that game at all? Because it seems like they're basically going to have one mode that's like the first one, and then one that's completely different. I'm very, very excited for it.
Huh. Oh, boy. I mean, the first one is a hell of an indie game.
Yeah, Hotline Miami is a fucking acid trip.
And, like, you can get it so cheap, like, every single month now. Like, on Steam especially, you can find it for $2 easily. Really, really amazing. Zach, you are up last. Tell me what you are so excited
for. Scott kind of stole my thunder there. Metal Gear 5, both of them. I don't know
Is there the full one actually coming out this year?
No, they're splitting.
I know Ground Zeroes is, but you said both of them, and I think it would be foolish.
Only one of them is coming out this year?
I don't think 5 is coming
out.
Well, then,
I think 5 is still pretty early in development.
Yep. Okay, that's kind of bullshit. But okay, I'm looking forward to the prequel, which I guess I don't know much about compared to the real game, but whatever. Other than Metal Gear, I'm not really paying attention to what's coming out in 2014. I don't know why, but I'm most excited for. I like Metal Gear. It's stupid.
I think there's some new Senran Kagura games coming out on Vita.
There is, but I don't know if those are coming to America yet.
Okay, they probably will.
If they will, then that's my most anticipated game. Although I know they have multiplayer now, and I don't have any friends who are going to play that with me. I do want to say that in Metal Gear Rising. Have any of you played that? Any?
No.
I did.
Okay.
It was awesome.
I just played through the sewers last night, like the second or third level, and there's a part in there where Raiden rescues a little kid, and the little kid's like, oh, cool, a ninja! Go, ninja! Go, ninja! Go! And I laughed so hard.
It's got a hell of a sense of humor.
It does. It's a great game. Although, there needs to be a mechanic where Raiden, when he goes up like behind a dude, just stab them through the chest.
Yeah, maybe Metal Gear Rising.
There you go.
So we didn't really mention any eShop games at all.
Ooh, wait, are games coming out on the eShop?
I mean, not right. Well, we did mention Chibi Robo, but there's a handful of other games that just don't have release dates yet that I think look pretty fucking rad.
For example?
Like what?
Treasure Knots from Renegade Kid. That looks pretty cool. I'm very excited for that. It's kind of like where you collect treasure, and it's kind of brutal. You only have one life. But it's kind of...
Oh, roguelike. Wonderful.
The follow-up, in a way, to Mutant Muds. At least taking what they learned from that and applying it to a new type of platformer.
I'm getting
Shantae
sick of
the
Mutant
Pirate's
Muds.
Curse.
Oh, yeah, Shantae.
Should actually be out.
Yes. That's my most anticipated game. And tied with it is Shantae Half-Genie Hero, which might come out 2014. Nobody's really sure.
Shovel Knight comes out, I think, in the next couple months. That looks super, super rad. There's also some stuff like The Unlikely Legend of Rusty Pup, which I know very little about. It's from Gory Detail, which you probably never heard of. However, pay attention to it for this one reason. It's made up of some of the dudes who... I know it's headed by the guy who directed Conker's Bad Fur Day. And I don't know if any fan of Conker's Bad Fur Day has listened to this, but the director of Conker's Bad Fur Day and a couple of the lead designers, who I think are also working on this game, but I'm not 100% sure, they did a drunken audio commentary of Conker's Bad Fur Day, and it is incredible.
What?
Go look for it on YouTube. I think it's Chris Seaver is the guy who directed Conker's Bad Fur Day and is working on The Unlikely Legend of Rusty Pup.
Alrighty. That should do it for today. It is a heck of a segment, but also a heck of a long segment.
True.
But that is okay. Before we go, I should go around, since we mentioned it earlier. All of us have Twitters. What is yours, Scott?
I just want to also say that it's probably a good problem to have a segment all about what's coming out in the next year be long. How great. I mean, it would be terrible if this segment was 10 minutes, right? There's Kirby. That's it. My Twitter handle is OK Soda. The letters OK and the word soda.
What about you, Zach?
I'm at Z Miller 1902, the year T-Rex was discovered.
Perfect. And Neil?
I am at NRON10.
Excellent. And I am at CULAFIA. That is Kulafi A. And feel free to follow us all if you want to hear us all get angry at video games.
We banter a lot.
Alex is planning to be a dinosaur someday. Kulafia.
We'll see. Maybe in my wildest dreams, perhaps. Yeah. That'll do it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Feel free to sound off in the talkback thread if you like it, if you dislike
it. Or any games we missed.
You're excited about.
I think exactly. We did miss some. Child of Light from Ubisoft that's coming to Wii U. Tengami. Scram
really?
Kitty,
Child of Light's coming to Wii U?
Yep.
Wow.
For now.
Oh. Yeah, good point.
That remake of Oddworld is coming to Wii U. Oddworld, new and tasty.
Oh, for some reason I thought that came out.
On Epic comes out in like a week or two. I think that might be cool. Tesla grad.
It's that other game you were excited about, Neil, that comes out this month, right?
Oh,
Yumi something?
Yeah, Yumi's Odd Odyssey, which is this, like, really... I haven't read up on it too much. There will be some sort of preview about it, but it's basically the Super Famicom game where you're, like, this girl with a yo-yo who, like... has a weird way of moving around, and it seems really cool, and this 3DS one is sort of a sequel to that, and this is the first time the series is ever coming to North America. I've heard nothing but good things about both the 3DS game that came out in Japan a couple months ago, and the original, which I've never played.
Cool.
Perfect. So that'll do it. Thank you very much for listening, and that will be all.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Grindstone, I guess. Let me just turn on the lights. Oh. It's empty.
Oh!
Hello there.
Kim, you were supposed to wait till the count of three. Duh. Oh,
damn it.
Guys.
Why can't you count?
I'm surprised disabled.
Why are you guys here?
Surprised
I thought disabled. You guys went home after the last time, and I mean, I was just kind of coming up. Guys, what are you doing here?
Playing hide and seek.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I guess I was kind of coming back here for like, you know, I kind of thought we were done with this, but I guess, you know, I was told to come back for one more round, and I guess you guys got the same message since you're here.
Well, yeah. Really just playing hide and seek.
Oh, okay. Well, then this is just an odd turn of events. All right, well, I've got all of these cards right here, ready to go, with all different types of Pokemon trivia on them. You guys know how this works. The usual 1-2 back and forth. There'll be power-ups granted, revealing the type, all that stuff. And before we start, I just want to address a piece of mail that I received the other day. Somebody
you
was
get
saying
mail?
That... Yeah, I got mail about this game. Can you believe that? It's just somebody was saying that that it sounds like this game sounds like someone else's game. And I just wanted to straight up say I came up with this game with these two guys.
Hey,
if there's any similarities to any other games that you've heard about on podcasts or otherwise, I apologize. It's a game show. There's going to be some overlap. So no copyright infringements, if that is a thing that I'm doing. Not intended. So on to today's game of Name That Pokemon.
Woo!
Bing! All right, guys. You ready to start this?
So ready.
All yep. right. Just checking. What's the number one rule?
Don't you're always right. question you.
Well, you're both right. I'm going to... Okay. Okay, you're both right. All right, I'm going to flip cheat. The old coin here. Becky, call it in the air. As soon as I flip it, go.
Tails.
It's heads.
Dang it. Woo-woo.
Top 50 Pokemon on the board.
Five.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. By vibrating its cheeks, it emits sound waves imperceptible to humans and warns others of danger.
Vibrating
that Pokemon.
Cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks. It's cheeks. Come on, name that Pokemon. You got this.
Cheeks. It's got cheeks.
What?
I said it's got cheeks. You know that much.
I mean, sadly, that narrows down some things.
I know.
I don't...
It's not Magnemite.
Magnemite doesn't have cheeks. Duh.
What I'm saying, it's not Magnemite.
Well, also, Magnemite's not from Black White.
Well, there's that, too.
Four,
I don't
three,
know. Here's a stupid
two,
guess. Magyo.
One. What is it?
The fish thing. Oh, wait.
What?
The fish.
Sorry, the flatless thingy.
Wait, the what
Never mind.
Thing?
I'm wrong.
What's... Well,
all
yeah,
right.
But
Becky.
What?
Becky. They warn others of danger by vibrating their cheeks to create a high-pitched sound.
Is it Timple?
It is Timple.
Yay! Yeah. What were you trying to guess?
I was thinking the flatfish thingy because I was
like,
I don't know, fish have electromagnetic waves, and I'm really off today, so we're just going to ignore that.
All really right. excited about Kim this
Great
time.
Start. Great
you
start.
May not even have to yell at her. All right. Becky.
Yes.
Top 65 Pokemon on the board.
65.
60. Are you sure you want 65?
Yes.
All right. It flies across the sky at Mach speeds. Removing the seal on its chest makes its internal energy go out of control.
Oh. There's a seal on its chest. Huh. See, I thought I had that until you said something about a seal, and then I went, wait, what?
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's not John Travolta.
All right, okay. That really, really helps. It's, you know, that was 50-50 kind of thing between John Travolta and...
And Pidgeot, I know, but it's not either. Going once. Going twice.
That's it. It's Unpheasant. I don't think it has
not,
a seal on its
not,
chest.
It's not that Pokemon. Kim, name that Pokemon.
Golurk.
It is Golurk.
Oh, F-yes.
Well, there. Oh my God.
All right, Kim, back.
I would not have thought of that.
I knew it.
I don't really think of that Pokemon,
Pokemon
flying.
On the board. Pick that Pokemon. Name that Pokemon.
Ten.
Name that Pokemon. You're going to go with number 10.
Yes,
number 10.
All right. It prefers places with clean water. When its tuft runs low, it replenishes it by siphoning up water with its tail.
When its what goes low? You cut off.
Tuft.
When its tuft runs low.
When its tuft?
It's got a tuft of water. Which totally may not mean anything.
Come on, Kim. You got this. Come on, Kim. Come on. Come on.
Wow, we clearly suck at Unova Pokemon.
We believe
like,
in you. Kim, if you don't get this, I'm sorry. You know, I said I wasn't going to get mad. I'm not going to get mad.
Okay. Have you been taking those anger management classes?
Well, I think like I know which one it is. I'm just trying to remember the frickin' the name of it. Is it Simapore?
It is Simapore.
Oh, wait. Shit.
It is. You're right, Kim.
Wait, I was right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Panpour.
I said it three times. Yes, okay, you're right, Kim.
Sorry, you're breaking up. I can't hear everything you're saying.
Kim, yeah. None of us are breaking up with you.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Why do you sound so disappointed?
Oh.
Have Becky and I trapped you? Oh, we have trapped you in this game show relationship. You're right. I'm sorry. We're going to keep going. Becky.
Yes.
Top 13 Pokemon on the board. Name that Pokemon.
Seven.
Number seven. Lucky number seven. All right.
Maybe.
Its internal fire burns at 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, making enough power that it can destroy a dump truck with one punch.
A dump truck with one punch.
One punch. The Pokemon's name is not One Punch.
That's not what I was guessing. Oh, wait. Trying to remember this thing's name.
Well, name that Pokemon. Super easy. Just
It. Wait, I know the one I'm thinking of. It's Darumaka's evolve form. The Darmanitan or something like that?
Darmanitan. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah!
2-2, Kim. We got top 150 Pokemon on the board. Name that Pokemon.
Seven.
Just did seven. Can't seven do that, again. Kim. Fucking listen. I'm sorry.
Just stop copying.
Please listen to what is said before. I'm not going to get angry.
You're just really breaking up, honestly. It's hard to hear.
Top 150, Kim.
150.
Okay. Are you sure you want that?
Yes.
All right, 150. Here we go. Its red core functions as an energy tank. It fires the charged energy through its spikes into an arena. I'm sorry, into an area. What's wrong with me?
I was like, what?
Becky, are you trying to make fun of me?
No, I was just wondering
Becky.
What? I was like, why is an arena something special?
Becky, are you making fun of me?
No.
I'm going to come over there if I hear you to backtalk one more time.
Okay.
Good. Kim, name that Pokemon now.
Could you read it one more time? Because I couldn't hear
its red core functions as an energy tank. It fires the charged energy through its spikes into an area.
Is it Klinkling?
It fires red.
Is it what?
Klinkling?
It is Klinkling. Good job, Kim.
Ooh.
3-2.
Ooh.
Now on to Miss Makes Fun of Josh. Top two Pokemon on the board. Name that Pokemon.
Top two, okay. One.
Gonna go with number four.
Okay.
All choice that has been stripped too. Of you because you made fun of me.
Okay.
Now, it shakes its tail vigorously when it emits ultrasonic waves strong enough to reduce concrete to rubble.
Ooh. Crap. I have, like, no clue.
No, it's not Krabby. Now,
Krabby doesn't have a tail.
You said Krabby. I don't know what to say.
I didn't say Krabby.
Well, you just did right there. So, Kim, name that Pokemon.
What?
Don't I get another hit?
You know what? You know what? I realize that this anger is coming out from nowhere. So, Becky, I'm going to give you one more chance.
Oh.
But it's not Krabby.
Okay, thank you for that.
It was probably Krabby 2.0.
I mean, Krabby 2.0, because
we all make that
Kingler?
Mistake.
Kim, it's not Kingler. Back to you, Becky. This is your last chance. No.
So
no,
that's
last,
what Krabby
no
2.0
hints.
Is apparently Kingler.
Is that your final answer?
No.
There's no more back and forth.
No. Just give me a second.
Kim chose to throw away her hints, so.
I just. What?
In favor.
You said Krabby 2.0, which was Kingler's, so...
I said that after you said you were already giving it back to Becky.
Well, giving it back to Becky for reals this time, so...
So I actually get to guess?
I was lying. Oh yeah, you can guess if you want.
Okay. See, this would be good if I actually had an idea. Can you read it again? Because now I'm trying to remember. I've got Krabby stuck on my brain.
It shakes its tail, which Krabby has, vigorously when it emits ultrasonic waves strong enough to reduce concrete to rubble.
Huh.
Krabby, it's a Krabby Patty.
It's just not a Krabby Patty.
You like Krabby Patties, don't you, Kimberly?
I never had one. I don't live under the sea.
You should fix that.
You're right.
Are you telling Kim to drown herself? Are you telling Kim to fucking drown herself? You just answer the question. This is, we've been waiting for 3 minutes. Five,
I know.
Four, three, two, one. That's a nothing. I'm sorry, guys.
I got nothing.
The Pokemon was Swoobat. Swoobat, everybody. Got a tail that shakes when it yells, so should have known that. Wasn't Krabby, wasn't Kingler. You guys fucked up. Kim, it's back to you.
Honestly, I would never see Swoobat. Okay.
Using the feelers on its... Oh, I'm just telling you that. I'm just giving it to you. I don't trust you at all.
What?
Using the feelers on its ears, it can tell how someone is feeling or when an egg might hatch. Name that Pokemon.
Well, egg might hatch.
I think I know it. Yeah.
You know it?
No.
I don't know if you could hear Becky the imp in the corner whispering that, but yeah, she was definitely saying she knew it.
You should definitely start whispering the answer. I mean, I don't believe you know it. So I mean, it's like
I do know the only way
to prove it.
Just no, the hint. Only way to prove it is for you to get it wrong and then for me to say the right answer. So go ahead.
It's not Brian K. Vaughan's latest space opera classic, Saga. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not that.
Okay, that was my second guess. We're good.
Okay, what's your first guess?
Oh man, I don't have a freaking clue.
All right, you got 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
Shibibi
is generally. I don't even know.
Did you say Lampard?
No, I said Lipard.
I did Lipard.
Oh, Lipard. No, it's not Lipard.
I thought it was. She was just going to keep spouting gibberish until a Pokemon's name kind of sounded like it.
I would have given her the points. Lipard. So, Becky,
Audino.
Becky, oh, it is Audino.
Yay!
3-3, back to Becky.
Then I knew it. That one's all kind and motherly looking or whatever.
Yeah, well, and it talked about hearing stuff, so Audino, hearing, that whole thing.
Oh my god, logic. I never made that connection.
Logic.
All right.
Out of all the stupid Pokemon puns, I never noticed the stupid audio stuck right in this damn name.
Yay, now, Pokemon ladies, puns!
If you don't shut...
Sorry!
Speak when spoken to! 1930s! Welcome to World War something. Not two yet. When was World War? I don't care. So,
yes.
Becky.
Yes.
Oh, no, shut up. I always think to myself, hey, I wonder why I always get so angry doing these podcasts, and now I know.
It's Kim's face, isn't it?
Because we
love you. Yeah, well, you know, I'm looking at it right now, and I gotta say, it's really pissing me off.
It's because you still have that mask on.
Really should
take that
off.
Put the mask back on, please. Becky,
yes.
Name a Pokemon, make up a number, that's how many are on the board. Name that Pokemon.
-2.
No, it's not. Kim?
That's a number.
Kim, pick a number for Becky.
You said six. Make a number up!
She wants six. She told
six?
Me.
Okay.
Through my mind.
Becky, I swear to Christ. Becky.
Yes.
God.
Just say it.
I hate you
she
so
can take
much.
The news.
Oh, you want me to name the Pokemon? Oh, okay. Not
no,
what I think of
tell
you.
Her.
Okay. This Pokemon is proud of its sturdy skull. It suddenly headbutts everything, but its weight makes it unstable, too.
What a jackass.
It sounds like a really poor, unfortunate Pokemon.
One of my favorites, so, you know, fuck you guys.
Oh, wait. Okay. So see if I can think of this. I don't think that actually helps me with Unova at all.
No, it's not. It's not Scizor.
No, that I already guessed
not
that
Abra.
Way back when. Or Alakazam. Arr.
Name that Pokemon. Name that Pokemon. Name it. Name the Pokemon.
I don't know.
Name this Pokemon. It's right in front of you. It's right there in front of you. I'm holding the card. Right. Come on.
I can't see through cards. I'm sorry. I failed that in college. You know, the X-ray vision courses I was supposed to take.
That's why you're working as a janitor. Oh my god,
explain Josh so much. He thinks we can see the cards.
I know.
I hate you guys so much. I hate you guys so much.
Good to know. All right.
Hey there, buddy. Turn that brown upside down.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
It's a beautiful morning. The world says hello.
Stop it. Stop it.
Headbutting trees.
Name it now before I go insane.
Is it Shelmet?
It's not Shelmet.
No, okay.
Kim?
Sorry.
Its skin has a rubbery elasticity, so it can reduce damage by defensively pulling its skin to its neck. Name that Pokemon before I murder your family.
That sounds creepy.
Oh, man. Oh, it's that one. Oh.
It is one Pokemon.
And it's that one. And it's Scraggy.
It is Scraggy.
Oh,
good
job,
that Kim.
Makes sense.
Back to you, Kim.
Scraggy's one of your favorite Pokemon, really?
I caught it early on with Black and White, and it kind of became my best friend ever.
Yeah, I heard
and
all about
it. Learned how to jump kick, and we became best
interesting
friends.
Choice.
So, Kim, back to you. Name that Pokemon.
17.
Not ask for. I want to punch you in the nose. Oh,
I think that would be considered assault.
Don't start, Becky.
Sorry.
Don't you fucking start. I'm sorry. Hold on, let's just...
Clearly these anger management classes aren't actually working that well.
I think he just hangs out in the
adrenaline.
Closet.
I can smell the adrenaline. I was getting ready. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Kim, pick a number.
17.
17. Oh, of course you went 17. I always go with 17. They use psychic power to control their arms, which are made of special liquid. They can crush boulders physically. Yeah.
It's that creepy one. Ridiculous.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Did you just basically say ridiculous but with
ridiculous? Ridiculous.
It's Ridiculous. But I'll give it to you.
I knew that one too.
5-3. Powers have been granted. The power that's only been used, I think, a total of 2 times ever.
Ever.
But you got them.
We love this power up.
Here's one for you, and here's one for you.
It's really heavy.
Don't touch. Stop. Don't touch me.
Okay.
Don't touch me.
I wasn't touching. Okay.
Becky.
Yes.
5-3.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
Behind.
Trick question. Pick a number.
3.
Also a trick question. The answer was 17.
But Kim just guessed that.
Are you questioning me?
No.
I'm sorry. Kim, is she questioning me?
I don't want to get involved.
Kim, if you don't fucking get involved, I will also dock points from you.
Oh no, I fainted.
Well, okay. I guess you got the next 2 rounds to yourself, Becky.
All right.
Damn it.
For me.
They never allow pretty... Did you talk? What? I thought you fainted. Are you lying to me?
Fainting.
They never allow
Still
pretty
fainting.
To escape. Their jaws are so powerful they can crush the body of an automobile.
Sorry, can you read the first part of that again? I missed that.
They never allow prey to escape.
No.
Just like me in this fucking game show.
You never allow us to escape?
No, I never allowed to escape. I want to go. I want to stop.
I'm sorry.
I just want to see my kids.
You've got kids.
I can answer the question.
I think of a Pokemon with a big jaw. Think of one, but I totally know that that's not his, or it's, I guess, Pokedex entry. Can crush cars. God, it's so quiet while she's fainted.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm enjoying this.
Ooh.
Hold on. Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim.
Josh!
There we go.
Wow. Impressive.
I just had the most horrible dream that I was in a game show and there's Pokemon everywhere.
Yeah, not a dream.
Oh, crap.
Still there.
Feeling a lot better. What was your guess?
I didn't say it because you started slapping Kim.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I got nothing.
All right, Kim. This very violent Pokemon. It tries to clamp down on anything that moves in front of its eyes.
What?
Don't know what to tell you guys. I honestly thought you guys would get this with the first one because the rest of them are not that helpful.
Oh, wait, I think I know this one. Dang it! I had like 3 more seconds, except I got an awful lot of time on that last one.
You did. You got a lot of time for that one.
I know, but I know it now!
I don't know if this is a stupid guess. Is it? Is the Hippodon?
It is not Hippodon.
I know it! I know it! I know it!
Okay, Becky?
Basculin.
Not Basculin.
What? But that was like called the hostile Pokemon.
Okay, Dang it! If you let me say the last one, it can expand the focus of its eyes, enabling it to see objects in the far distance as if it were using binoculars, which wouldn't have helped you at all because it was Crocodile.
That actually would have helped me because I did know that about Crocodile.
Well,
which is why the card thing threw me off.
I was thinking about Jaws.
That's half of its fucking face.
Same with the hippo.
True.
They don't crush cars. They melt into the fucking ground.
Well, you know,
they might crush
hippos
cars if they were angry.
Kill a hippos lot of people
get very,
a year.
Very mean.
Kim!
And other things.
Kim!
Yes?
Hippos are not known for their mouths.
They're known for being fat and adorable. No, they actually kill a lot of people.
Clearly, he's never gone on the Kilimanjaro safari in Disney World.
Clearly, you're both questioning me. That's what I thought.
I was going to say Enlightening.
Name a Pokemon.
9.
Yes, Shubert it is. Each of them can... Oh, this is super easy. If you do not get this.
No, I'm not going to get it. Why does she always get the easy ones?
It's super easy. Each of them carries a mask that used to be their face when it
was... Yamask!
It is Yamask.
I hate you so much!
It's 6-3.
She always gets the easy ones.
I do not always get the easy ones.
Becky,
yeah, you do. Or you get the easy dex entries. What? Go.
You gotta pick a number.
5.
5.
Are you sure you're gonna do 5 at the beginning.
Yes! I don't care!
I like how you just stop. It's now over. That is the easiest Pokemon. Nothing will ever be easier.
No, it won't.
All right. It fights by swinging around its 3 spiky feelers. A hit from these steel spikes can reduce a boulder to rubble.
Spiky feelers. See, super totally easy. Not as easy.
Super easy.
Ooh, I think I have an idea.
Well, thanks. Now I gotta, I feel bad.
Just letting you know. Right. Carry on.
Thanks, Kim.
You do have a power-up if you want it.
Oh, wait, no, I know this one. I remember now. Ferrothorn.
It is Ferrothorn.
That was my guess.
Back to Kim. Kim, Tom. 60 Pokemon on the board.
She stole my guess. Pokemon.
I did steal your guess.
2.
You deserve it.
All right, these are guardians of an ancient city. They use their psychic powers to attack enemies that invade their territory.
Oh, man. I have it in my head.
No, you don't.
Doesn't it? Unless you put it in your mouth, doesn't... Oh.
Please use your psychic abilities. Did you get it? I was right, right?
Kim?
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say here. But if you don't answer the question soon, I'm going to knock you out for real.
Won't be any of this.
Siglyph?
It is Siglyph. Kim, you did a good job. I'm going to put away what I was going to hit you with.
Aw.
Yeah, I'm a sweet guy. What can I say? 7. God, what is wrong with me? 7-4.
Everything. What? Becky. I didn't say that.
This podcast is a form of therapy now.
You just had to talk. You just had to say something, didn't you?
No.
Kim, your choice for Becky.
We're really in tune, and I think she wants 80.
Oh, great. 80. Not even a real number on here anymore, but okay.
It's what but
when they see an enemy... No, you know what? I'm not going to say that one.
Oh.
Using luminescent matter, it makes its eyes and body glow and stuns attacking opponents.
Was the other one easier?
Yep.
Man, what?
You made fun of me again.
I have an idea. Sensitive. Wait, no. Now I confused myself. No, we're good. Keep going.
Thanks a lot.
As if Becky guessing it's going to help you at all. No, Becky, go ahead. Guess. I think whatever you say is really going to help Kim.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's one less Pokemon that she gets to guess.
Out of 140!
So, it may be ones that she's stuck between.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Nixon.
Got that.
Just checking.
So can you say it again?
Well, I have no clue now.
Sure. Using luminescent matter, it makes its eyes and body glow and stuns attacking opponents, just like Nixon did.
Well, can I get a power-up just because?
Sure.
I feel like you never actually Pokemon. Use these.
The normal Pokemon.
The normal type Pokemon. Oh, okay.
Normal. Absolutely normal.
Oh. Well, no.
Nothing wrong with it. It's really totally has no normal. Idea. It's a normal Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Watchog.
Wow. Yeah, you got it. It is Watchog.
Yeah, because it has like rings that glow on its body.
I did not know they glowed. I thought this was going to be totally misleading.
I saw a picture of it once when I was like browsing somewhere, and I was like, "What the frick? It glows."
It does glow. It's a 5'7" Kim. How you feeling right now?
Elated.
Pick a number. Who cares? Pick a number. Nobody knows how this game is played anymore. Just pick a fucking number.
I think leaf. Points should just start going out.
Did you just say leaf?
Leaf.
All right. The number leaf for Kimberly Keller. The leaves on its head are very bitter. Eating one of these leaves is known to refresh a tired body.
This is the girl that tapes leaves on Pokemon's head, just so you guys remember. God. I wasn't making fun of you. I was making fun of her.
I know, but the fact is that she actually said that. Kim, I'm really concerned for you. with this answer.
Okay, so got some leaves on its head.
It does have leaves. Which I guess for you doesn't make it any less likely for any Pokemon, really.
Well,
and
just say Golem and move on.
But they're bitter. So since I try the leaves on all my Pokemon's heads,
so Golem's is just sweet? Like I don't it. Understand what the
she catches Pokemon and just licks their head.
There's a difference. It's how I get to know them. Okay, don't judge.
That's creepy. I'm judging. I think I need to report you again.
I think you use literally any other of your five senses. Not taste. Don't taste your friends. Super simple.
Yeah, pretty much.
I should smell them.
Just answer the question.
Get in real close.
Just answer the goddamn
question. Get in real close and smell them.
Petalil.
What is it?
The Petalil.
She got it right.
Yes, it's Petalil, whatever. I can't even say it. Becky, Petalil. I'm not, no, you don't choose this time, I choose.
Okay, I don't think I've gotten to choose the last five.
Okay, another super easy one. Super, super easy one.
I don't know if he's being misleading.
I know.
Super, super easy. It changes into the forms of others to surprise them. Apparently, it often transforms into a silent child.
Oh, Zoroa.
Oh.
It is Zoroa. Good job, Becky.
Yay!
You did it.
It's like my doll.
Becky,
You? I thought you had a Zoroark doll.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, like. I didn't say it is.
Oh.
Becky.
What?
You're doing good. I'm proud of you. I want to give you more points.
Yeah.
But you're so hurtful. So, Kim, your turn.
I haven't made fun of you in, like, 20 minutes.
I'm going to punch you in the sternum.
I didn't say anything.
I'm going to poke you in the eye. Kim?
Okay.
Three?
Sure, yeah. You want to do three?
Yeah.
Sure. When its internal fire flares up, its movements grow sharper and faster, and when in trouble, it emits smoke. Not an answer. Now on to Becky.
What?
Becky, barking was not an answer.
That wasn't my answer. That was my sleep.
Really? It sounds like it came from you. So, Becky, whatever it eats becomes fuel for the flame in its stomach. When it is angered, the intensity of the flame increases.
It's pig night, isn't it?
It is pig night.
It was like one of the five I got to read right before we started it.
Yeah, well,
I was going to get it wrong anyways.
7-8. Back to Becky. Oh, well, I just realized I hadn't really been bending any rules. We'd actually been staying pretty on par, so I decided to say fuck everything. No rules in this game, so you know.
Does that mean we could steal answers?
No rules in this game. So, okay. Becky.
I mean, there's rules.
Pick a number.
11.
All right. When it overflows with power, the orange crystal on its body glows. It looks for underground water in caves.
I feel like this would be obvious since we just got a description of it.
I know, but it's like orange crystal.
Why is that not popping up any orange crystal?
I'm like, I'm sitting here going, I know Pokemon with red crystals on their body. Is that orange?
Oh, man, we could totally piss off Josh and then, like, work together.
I mean, Becky would get the point, so that's fine with me.
Woohoo! Well, but you said I could steal points, meaning if
no,
we see
I
the
just
exact
said,
same
I said,
moment.
I did not
you said
say
no
anything
rules.
Of the sort. I said there were no rules.
I didn't mean points. I'm tired.
I gotta guess.
Oh,
maybe.
Fine.
That's yellow. Okay, I'm going to sing Baldur, because Rock and Roll has yellow crystals and Gigalith has red.
It is
red,
Baldur.
So.
Ties it up 8-8. Kim, make it a good one.
Baldur always looked red to me, but that's okay.
Kim, name that Pokemon.
Two?
No, I'm asking for a number. I'm saying just name that Pokemon with no hints. Name that Pokemon.
Volcarona.
Volcarona? Not one of the ones I have up. I'm sorry. Becky, name that Pokemon.
Conkeldurr.
Not one of the ones I have up. Name that Pokemon, Kim.
Swadloon.
That is actually the one I'm looking at right now.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. I'll screenshot it to you guys right now.
Because you have to screenshot instead of just showing it to us, because we're standing right
here. Yeah, we're kind of right here. You can just turn the card.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me turn it around. So, Kim, I'm actually completely thrown off, but I have to give you the point. I have to give you this point.
Yeah, you kind of do.
I can't believe you named that Pokemon.
Wow.
Honestly, cannot believe you actually named it. Okay, so Becky, 9-8 for Kim. Name that Pokemon.
So I get to guess a number?
Oh, yeah, you can choose a number.
Okay. How about 2?
All right. I'm so sorry, Becky. I'm so sorry.
Oh God, is this another one of those?
It couldn't be misleading. Just hang on.
Where the first hint really sucks and the second hint is totally a dead giveaway.
Let's cross
when
our fingers for
rhythmically,
that.
When it moves rhythmically and makes a sound similar to maracas, making the surprise Pokemon flee.
Okay.
I know this one.
What?
You should probably pick Dwebble. Just saying.
No.
Well, if Kim gets it, she wins, so.
I know she does. Thank you for the pressure.
You're
or it
saying.
Could be Trubbish. So you should say that.
It's not Trubbish.
I like how you're throwing out Pokemon of this generation.
Yeah, at least
yeah,
she's
I'm trying to
sticking,
help her.
Sticking in there.
Not See, Batman.
I totally would have guessed, like, Temple, but Temple I already guessed, so it's like, wait, what?
That was the first Pokemon of this game, so, you know, it's not going to be that.
Well, I'm aware of that.
It's probably Rufflet. Just saying.
I'm trying to think! You're just throwing crap out there.
Trying to or thinking?
Well, what? If I could actually think, if you'd stop throwing out answers, gosh.
It's Cottony.
Giving you a look.
Five,
it's not Cottony. Shut up.
Four,
it is not three, Cottony. God, two, hang on.
One. Gonna need an answer.
Can I get like two more seconds? Because she keeps throwing answers at me.
Two.
Dang it, that was not long enough.
Well, gotta have to answer.
All right, so you said it moves rhythmically and it sounds like maracas.
You can't keep stalling. Answer the question.
I'm not stalling. I was just double checking. I got nothing. Clink.
All right, Kim, do you think you got it?
Maractus. Maractus.
It is Maractus.
Oh, see that total.
And with that, what? Kim is the winner of Name That Pokemon. Kim, congratulations. I only had to hit you four times this time. I see that the training is working. Guys, thank you so much. So everyone who's been out there and supporting us, we love you. And for the people who have been saying that, Kim is a butthead or Becky doesn't know her Pokemon or Josh is, just beautiful. You know, I
get on the internet more.
I just gotta say, man, thank you guys for saying that I'm beautiful. So, anything you guys want to say before we leave?
Banana.
Nope.
And there we go. See you guys next time.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Don't forget you can send listener mail to connectivity@nintendoworldreport.com, and if you've got a moment, please rate and review the show on iTunes.